If you frequent the Shoreline Trail, you'll notice a lot of construction work between now and the end of next year. Starting today, August 23, Port Moody is beginning the next phase of its sewer upgrades project along the popular walking trail that aims to bring its aging pipes with ones that meet the current sanitary standard. As a result, portions of the 6-kilometer round-trip trail are set to be closed during construction hours as phases of the project are set to continue through until late 2023. The project involves making improvements to two aging sanitary sewer mains that are critical components of our sanitary sewer network. The upgrades will ensure the continuation of reliable operation of our sanitary sewer system for area residents, a city release states. In addition to the sanitary sewer work, improvements are planned for the existing Shoreline Trail paved pathway between Murray Street and Old Orchard Park, including paving, widening the path in a few areas, adding environmental enhancements, and installing new benches and wayfinding signage. Crews are starting the upgrades today, with work set to take place 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. Shoreline Trail through Port Moody is set to be closed in phases until the end of 2023 for a series of projects that include sewer upgrades and trail works. By City of Port Moody more specifically, the paved pathway will be closed during those hours between the 3200 block of Murray Street, near the railroad track, to Old Orchard Park, 630 Alderside Road. Signs will be posted to direct trail users behind Trasolini Field and the Port Moody Recreation Complex to Ioco Road, then along Sentinel Road to San Remo Drive connecting to the trail south of Old Orchard. The opposite will apply to southbound walkers. The city advises visitors and residents to take precaution when using the temporary route as it includes unpaved trail, steep upgrades and railway crossings. Shoreline Trail's lower gravel portion is set to stay open to pedestrians as the city says it won't be impacted by the sewer upgrades, but cyclists must still use the detour. Parking will also be restricted at Old Orchard Hall to make room for construction vehicles and equipment. The project is also set to temporarily remove other parking areas, including the south side of Ioco Road, between Avalon Drive and Sentinel Road, the north and south side of Sentinel Road, the south side of San Remo Drive, up to the CPR rail crossing. The sanitary sewer upgrades are set to be complete by February 2023, with trail works starting in the spring. For more information about the project, you can visit the City of Port Moody's website.